We've done randomized trials in Great Ormond Street of patients' families to see if they can understand funnel plots, and they can. They can read off the data, and very interesting to see what decisions they make. So, for example, we randomized people to choose between these two centers. Which one would you rather go to, E or G there? And another group of people, which one would you rather go to, E or G? Now, G is a larger center with a slightly lower survival rate. Now, so what do people go for? Do they just go for the one, because they can read, they can understand the plots, do they just go for the one with the higher survival rate? Or do they go for the larger center? And it turns out that for that one, 53% preferred G. So about half and half. And then when G is a lot bigger, it's significantly higher. Three quarters prefer the bigger center with a slightly lower survival rate. Seems to be entirely rational, sensible behavior. They're natural Bayesians. They're doing what we would call shrinkage estimation. They're taking less notice of results with smaller, based on smaller sample sizes, because they see how vulnerable they are to the play of chance. Good luck and bad luck. So these are interesting things. People understand.